I've had this story for a couple weeks now, and finally getting around to just making reference to it. Just because I'm amused, you tell me. And this goes back to the big free agent signing contract of Bryce Harper. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
The 13 years, $330 million.
That's a humongous amount of money.
You know, people were amazed, you know, not, first of all, it was broken down by year, and then it's like, oh, yeah, but guess what he gets per game, and then guess what he gets per at-bat, and, you know, it's just like, it's incomprehensible.
Yeah.
You know, how do you just, you know, especially for us here, you know, the average person just doesn't comprehend.
Yeah, people can't relate to
no,
that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no.
What I found amusing, though, in this contract is, there was a story about how it talks about, according to contract details by the Associated Press, again, the original contract is $330 million for 13 years. He could earn an extra $50,000 if he's an all-star, or he could get $100,000 in a bonus if he's the World Series MVP, and if he's the overall MVP award winner for the league, he'd get an extra $500,000.
No, so some extra incentives. So,
yeah, like he needed it.
$330 million is not enough.
Isn't enough.
That's you know, at what point, what does that mean to him? You know,
I hope he's somewhat of a philanthropist or generous.
Well, you'd hope so. And probably is. And I'm not. Hey, get it? Well, he signed it. The owners offered it.
Right. The owners.
And we buy the tickets.
Yeah. But I just. Yeah. What is the incentive, though, at that point? Right. Well, congratulations. You've won the gold glove. Here's $50,000 extra.
Oh,
okay. Right. Well, thanks. Well, I just. I'd like to think that Bryce Harper is a young, talented Major League Baseball player, and any person of talent that has the ability to do things that a lot of people can't, that just the incentive to be the best, to produce and be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you'd think that.
That's enough, that the money doesn't matter.
Right. Especially when it comes to $50,000, $100,000.
Yeah.
So what?
And when it's three, you know, if he was only earning 500 G's, okay, that might be a big incentive to right. go after that, but...
His agent's smiling all the way to the bank.
Agent's happy.
Boy, right.
Just imagine what he's getting for a cut.
What's the agent take on that, I wonder? I don't know. Is there a standard going rate? You know, even if it's 5%, even if it's 1%.
It just goes to show you that everybody has a price, even a play in Philadelphia.
And maybe that's why it was such a big contract. Huh?
Coming from the other end of Pennsylvania here, huh?
So Pat says, even for that amount of money, he'd go.
Yeah, maybe even I would even consider it. Yeah,
give up his Iron City beer to go there. He's going to think about
that. I don't know. Yeah, not sure.
Anyway, like I said, I'm just amused by that. Just at some point, does it really matter? Money shouldn't be an incentive. Just to be the best you can be should be an incentive.
Parents, it just goes to show you. Raise your kid to throw a baseball or hit a baseball. Could become a you could retire very, very handsomely.
Yeah.
Some people have huge goals and some have lesser ones. We were at a conference last week, the awards banquet, and Michael was having a two-hearted beer. And he said his goal in life is to be able to stand in the two-hearted river and drink a two-hearted beer at
some
point.
See, there you go. That's all you need sometimes. That's right.
And, Ernest Hemingway would love that.
I would guess that more of our audience relates to that than relates to Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm.